B-Pod Studios.
You can't help but feel good when you drive home a new Jeep from Salvador. Best deals, best service, best overall experience. Just off Route 2 in Gardner, and it's salvadorauto.com. Salvador's got your Jeep.
This hour of Toucher and Rich has been brought to you by Neshoba Valley Ski Area. Why drive when you can ski, ride, or tube so close to home at Neshoba Valley Ski Area? Just off 495 in Westford, Mass. For great deals and more info, go to skineshoba.com.
Bertrand, middays. Head coach of the Boston Celtics, Brad Stevens.
What's the biggest problem with your team right now?
Well, welcome to the NBA. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing about the NBA, right? You start feeling good about yourself next recap, and I think that that's just part of it. You got to be able to move on past the last win or the last loss and be ready to play again and play at a high level. If you don't, then, you know, you're likely going to get beat, especially, you know, against good teams. We just need to play better.
Zolak and Bertrand, weekdays at 10, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
From the Town Fair Tire Studio, the Sports Hub, the home of the New England Patriots. 98.5, the Sports Hub. WBZFM and HD, Boston, a Beasley Media Group station. Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics entered a three-game losing streak last night. They beat Toronto 117-108 at TD Garden. Kyrie Irving was the man for most of the night. 27 points and a career-high 18 assists in the victory. Celtics turn around and play Memphis at TD Garden tomorrow night. Patriots visit Kansas City for the AFC Championship game this Sunday evening. It doesn't happen often, but the Patriots are underdogs heading into this one.
Yeah, it can motivate you a little bit, but you still got to go out there and play for four quarters. Just because you're an underdog doesn't give you any added boost. You just got to go out there, execute, play hard football for four quarters on the road, and that's what it's going to take to beat those guys.
James White's team had everyone at practice yesterday, and everyone participated fully. Bruins got a couple of goals from called-up Peter Cehlárik in Philadelphia, but Sean Couturier had a natural hat trick for the Flyers as they rallied from 2-0 down to beat the Bruins 4-3. Bruins play St. Louis tonight at TD Garden. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers have the pregame at 6:30 and the face-off at 7 on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Bruins Radio Network, driven by the all-wheel drive Honda CR-V. And in tennis, Serena and Venus Williams are among your second-round winners today at the Australian Open. Novak Djokovic is up one set in his match. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Recovery Centers of America, inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment in Danvers and Westminster. They'll take your call 24 hours a day. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit recoverycentersofamerica.com. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Have an Amazon smart speaker in your home or office?
What's all that about?
Just say, Alexa, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay.
And listen to Boston's Home for Sports. Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow The Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And now, our feature presentation.
It's Toucher and Rich's Laugh, Dammit.
The chowder heads are melting down and they're wondering why, you know, we're not going to another Super Bowl up in Old England.
Have we made the barbecue for chowder bet yet?
I don't think we have. Hear ye, the Honorable Judge E. Rosen, whoever, in New England.
Blatant anti-Semitism. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And there is a station in Kansas City that is, obviously, they're excited about the AFC Championship game, but they also suck. So, while I don't blame them for being excited about the game, I do blame them for being horrible. So far, they call it Old England. They've made a clam chowder reference, and they've said, "Heary, heary."
We have to set up a some sort of bet between the governors.
Yeah,
and which of course is just completely original. Everyone loves those bets. But then they say, you know what? Let's take it to a different level. Let's give away prizes to some people who maybe can give us a little Boston accent.
Fesco in the morning.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, baby.
Talking cheese, because that's what we do.
That's exactly right. We're not wasting time talking about the Celtics or Red Sox today like they do in Boston.
Boston? I mean,
you won a World Series. Whoop-de-doo.
Like, what the hell is that? With the guitar or with the diarrhea?
Well, I understand people are having sex in the late 70s porno. I mean, that I get. I mean, they are definitely enjoying recreating the behind the green door. But nonetheless, like, you won a World Series, whoop-de-doo. Okay. Like, what is that an insult about? Great.
Sure, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
You're not fully focused on football like we are.
And by the way, no. I don't think anybody here, like, really hates Kansas City fans.
No one hates Kansas City.
There's not really a hatred.
I don't think anyone really thinks about Kansas City fans
no,
much.
No, they seem like a nice folk.
Yeah, okay.
No,
Kansas City's a fine city.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Should we just give away some prize for people that can, like, call in with great Boston accents?
I think we could do that. Once football's over, we're going to start giving away a lot of stuff.
I feel like I'm just going to start giving it away anyway. People work hard for us.
They work hard for their money, so you better treat them right. I'll tell you what.
913-576-7610 if you want to win right now. Flying Horse.
That's the Donna Summer reference, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure.
Way to connect with your audience.
One of the most depressing videos of all time. Okay.
913-576-7610 if you want to win right now. Flying Horse Tap Room gift pack if you can give us your take in a Boston accent. Christian in KC is up first. Good morning, Christian.
Oh, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Keep going.
All right, Bob, I'm trying to get a hold of that Bobby Fesco. He said something about giving me some free brewskis and some pizza.
Nailed it. That's awesome. You get everything.
Let's just go to our prize closet and just roll around.
Open that some bitch up and have at it.
Well, in fairness, Boston's notorious for its love of pizza and beer, as opposed to the rest of the country.
This bit's a hit. Keep going.
Calling with your best Boston accent.
Hello, yeah, hey, I'm from Boston. It's a good place to be, okay?
Wait, that's not a Boston accent.
No, I'm literally.
It's a nice place to be.
Hello. This is my Boston accent.
Wait, no, we're looking for a Boston accent.
I live in Cambridge. I'm calling it. Oh. Literally, this is where I reside. It's no joke. I reside here. Mm-hmm. Now, can I have some beer and pizza?
Grayson, give us your Boston accent.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, we're talking to Eddie.
I'm hearing the radio's lagging.
Yeah, you got to turn the radio off, man.
So it's become a real hot take in the last few years that Tom Brady's an overrated system quarterback, and that's just not true. You look at the man, he's 47 and a half years old. He's still out there taking names. He's the GOAT, 5 rings.
That's pretty good.
That is really
good. That's pretty good. Yeah. Ron, can you top that? Give us your Boston accent.
Hey, Ron bailed.
I'm here. You're throwing some vodka and I'm in.
Go.
Hello.
Okay.
Things are working out pretty good.
We have a winner.
I think that caller was like a serious caller.
No, because he said if you throw some lobster.
No, the guy before. I think it's two different callers. First guy was trying to make a point. That's a pretty good Boston accent. Like, I don't think he was trying an accent.
No, I don't think that was it at all.
Some vodka. I thought he said if you throw in some lobster.
You're throwing some vodka and I'm in.
Oh, vodka.
Vodka.
Vodka. Again, synonymous with the,
right.
with the area.
But listen, sometimes you just are not getting through and you realize that, you know, the fans are waiting for someone to rally behind. And I think Fesco in the morning might be that guy.
Ah.
So he said, you just wait till 7:05. The doors are going to get blown off, baby.
All right, here we go. Fesco in the morning from Kansas City.
I'm going to be out there in the crowd.
I think so.
Let's take this personal. I mean, it is time to take this personal and show everybody that they're a bunch of hot air in Boston. And I think we need it.
Oh, boy. Bunch of hot air.
I wouldn't take this guy's guff.
What do you write for Garfield? Tell you what, these guys are a bunch of hot air. Weisenheimers, I'll tell you. I mean, these guys are full of beans. God, it's time. I'm going to be in the stands. I'm going to have a big sign that says, hey, you're a bunch of hot air.
Bunch of ne'er-do-wells.
Hey, how about this? You stink.
Everyone's saying, I think they need a call from Mr. John from Vegas at some point this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, John from Vegas, call Fesco in the morning.
6:10.
and you don't even have to throw a sergeant. Just throw our Governor Rosen in. That's what you got to do.
Hey, you schmucks. The British are coming.
Governor Rosen. I'm going to be out there in the crowd.
I think so.
Let's take this personal. I mean, it is time to take this personal and show everybody that they're a bunch of hot air in Boston. And I think we need, if anything, this week. If Tom Brady's going to play the disrespect card, we as fans have got to play the they're not believing in us because it's going to be too cold to cheer card. And so we need to get out ahead of this thing and make sure that everybody knows that when the Patriots take the field and that when the Chiefs take the field, that place is going to be as loud as it's ever been, regardless of how cold it is out there. And the cold weather is not going to prevent us from screaming at the top of our lungs to make life miserable for Tom Brady and his band of merry D-bags. So let's get out there, Chiefs fans, and let's get loud and let's show them who the best fans in the National Football League are, who the loudest fans in the National Football League are, and send Colin Cowherd back to sunny Los Angeles and the Boston Patriots back to old England. So
Colin Cowherd, I think Colin Cowherd was saying that the fans weren't going to be loud and we're going to be loud. Right. So loud.
Okay.
All of these idiots that are doubting whether or not Arrowhead is going to be loud, that's clearly a way that they're just trying to fill time on their airwaves because they got nothing else to talk about.
You're talking yourself out of it.
As opposed to our great Colin with the Boston accent.
Yeah.
that's a smack of that took over the world.
Some vodka and I'm in.
Okay, well, thank you.
I mean, that is a good topic that I wish we would have discovered is it going to be loud because it's cold? It's been heating up the phones. You know, I'll tell you what the fake media says. It's too cold to cheer. I'll tell you that. And I'll be there in the stands hooting and hollering.
Right, you're talking yourself out of it being a tough atmosphere.
It's not. It's going to be a tough atmosphere.
Yeah, it's going to be.
There's going to be hell to pay for the Boston Patriots coming in here from old England. I mean, there's going to be hell to pay.
Wow, he sounds serious.
Is it going to be hell to pay? What's going to happen for the Boston Patriots coming in here from old England? Well, what's going to happen?
Well, I mean, hell.
Brass knuckles out on the street? I mean, what happens?
Tom Brady and his band of merry D-bag.
Yes.
The Boston Patriots. Hang on a second.
Mm-hmm. From old England.
They're the New England Patriots.
They're a bunch of hot air.
Yeah, a bunch of hot air.
I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. The PU.
They stink.
There's going to be hell to pay for the Boston Patriots coming in here from old England.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. The Boston Patriots. They're not called the Boston Patriots. They're going to walk in there. They're the New England Patriots.
So they're going to walk into that stadium and everyone's going to be loud and Brady's like, wow, we didn't bargain for this.
Well, we got to turn around and go home.
No,
it's a hard place to play. I don't know what the thing is. What's your problem? What are you talking about, you idiot? There's no way the audience is sitting there like, yeah. The audience is going, hey, stupid. What are you, four?
We got to go show them we can be loud.
Oh, do we, stupid? What compelling radio. Wow, do you like the team? Fantastic. What a novel idea. Oh, I like the Chiefs too. Let's be friends. Imagine if you're friends with everyone that just like the same team as you.
We as fans have got to play the they're not believing in us because it's going to be too cold to cheer card.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You got to really play that. Yeah. You got to go in there with a chip on your shoulder. You got to go pay the money and sit there with a chip on your shoulder. Like a five-year-old, you idiot.
Somebody said we need to get Mark Jamelli to call into Kansas City.
Listen. I do a bunch. Hey, you guys are great.
Can your dad call in as Governor Rosen?
Oh, I'm Governor Rosen.
Nick, get him on the phone.
I was on the Mayflower with the Rubensteins.
You have to get him to call in. Nick, he doesn't have to say he's the governor, but he should just say...
I broke bread at Thanksgiving. Right. The natives called it maize.
The mayor of the North End. That's what he can be. Mark Jamelli, mayor of the North End.
I'll be in my recliner. Right. Don't make too much noise now. My boys won't like that.
Yeah, pardon me, line one, who is this?
Bon Jovi. Come, it's all in good fun, guys. Come on.
Right. Like have them, like, talk them down. Don't be so cruel to these Boston Patriots. They can't take it.
Allie, you know, I get it. The Boston Patriots, it's very funny. I'll do a bet with you.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. 200 meatballs.
Kelly, Kelly's Road Street.
200 meatballs. If you win, and if we win, you kill yourself.
Calhouns.
In a painful way. No, I don't want you to kill yourself. Go to a train and put your leg on the track.
One of us is going to be paralyzed by the time it's all done.
Not me. I'll be making the meatballs.
All right, Mike Giardi is going to join us. He talked to Belichick and to Gronkowski. We will have that for you in just a moment.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Now, John,
yes,
there's more bad news for the Patriots.
Yes, the weather forecast has changed yet again. You remember a couple of days ago, temperature was going to be close to zero at kickoff, wind chills, you know, 10 below, 20 below. And then yesterday, right before the end of the show, they changed the forecast that the low is going to be 15 degrees. And now things have changed a little bit. Apparently, the lows are now forecasted for the low 20s in Kansas City on Sunday, late Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. So the weather is not going to be a factor.
So is it possible to throw a ball in the
20-degree weather? I don't know. We need an expert to figure this out for us.
Mike Giardi covers the Patriots for the NFL Network, and he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mike Giardi, is it possible to throw a ball in 20-degree weather?
I could care less about that. All I know is that the warmer it gets, the less likely it is that I freeze my baguettes off on the field on Sunday morning.
So you've been sick.
That is all that matters.
So you have been sick.
Yes.
Now
still sick.
And then you're going to go to Kansas City. You're going to catch your death.
It's possible. I could die in Kansas City. Yes, that is a real. You might Sunday morning. You could be watching the NFL Network, and you could see Mike Giardi just. That could be the end of me.
How long would they pause the broadcast if you died on the field?
I would guess perhaps 5 or 6 seconds, and then you just move on.
Yeah. And then Deion Sanders just starts talking.
Right. And then they just find another guy.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, wheel me out of there.
All right, so you talked to Bill Belichick, and he didn't give you a good answer.
No, he didn't give me a good answer. You know, I did think it was funny, though. You're talking about the frozen footballs. Philip Dorsett was asked about it, and he's like, well, what's the difference when it's that cold? He's like, well, your hands are frozen and the ball is frozen. But that's the only difference.
Right.
So there is a difference. And obviously, as we well know, with the ideal gas laws, we won't get into that, but you got that whole thing. But it does make it a little bit harder to grip the football, to catch the football, the whole nine yards.
Mike, regardless of how cold it's going to be or not going to be, we were going over this morning. People are talking about how the Patriots should win this game, but the way they're going to win it is some unexplained phenomenon. Brady always wins at this time of year. Kansas City always loses to the Patriots at this time of year. But if you look at the facts, Patriots don't play well on the road. Kansas City's been the best team in the AFC all the way through. It makes it a little unnerving if you're a Patriots fan.
Yeah, I mean, I totally get that. There's been a lot of poor performances on the road. I just think when you boil it down, though, when you look at the rosters, I think that they're about equal. And maybe that is where you rely a little bit on history in terms of, you know, do we think the pressure of the AFC title game is going to bother Tom Brady? I'd say the answer is no. Do we know what it's going to do for Pat Mahomes? We don't know that yet. He hasn't faced that situation. I think the first half of the Patriots game in week six when they played, I think he was overamped. And he missed throws that he hadn't missed prior and didn't miss too many after. So does he come into the game, you know, a little nerves, a little butterfly, a little too fired up and, you know, spraying balls all over the place? That's that's a possibility where I don't think you necessarily worry about that with Brady as much.
All right, Mike, the Kansas City defense is low rated, but they did get a lot of sacks, and they're supposed to have a good defensive line. I know that they change coverages a lot and can confuse people. You know, when you look at the Chargers game, they just seem to not make any adjustments. Yeah. Give us your take on Kansas City's defense and its pros and cons.
Yeah, I don't think Kansas City's defense is very good. It's the three guys up front. It's Houston, it's D4, and it's Chris Jones. So the question is, can they protect Brady? Now, they obviously did a great job against the Chargers, but again, you're playing zone behind it. And they, as you mentioned, Fred, they didn't adjust at all in that game, and they just let them pick them apart. Bob Sutton, their DC, he will adjust. Now, he doesn't have the best personnel to do that, but I think that they can probably negate the two outside guys in Houston and Ford, at least to a degree. It's whether they can handle Jones up the middle, and that's been the best part of the Patriots' offensive line is the interior guys. So, that should be a really good battle. But I don't believe in the Chiefs' defense at all. I think that they can do a lot of different things. I think they'll be able to run the football on them. I think they'll be able to work that short passing game. And then it comes down to the question when you get in the red zone and you're scoring touchdowns or kicking field goals.
Mike, you've been in Foxborough 3 days this week. What's your initial feel on how the Patriots are going to attack the Chiefs' offense in the secondary? Who covers who?
Yeah, I think it's just going to be some serious mix and match. I don't think they want to sit in any one thing. I think they're going to want to jam. You know, they might jam Kelce on his release on one play. They might try to do it to Hill on the next play. I think they want to throw as many different looks at Pat Mahomes as they possibly can, which is something they did in the first half of that game in week six, which may have contributed to him spraying the ball all over the place. But I think that's the formula for them is to not sit in any one look and to try to force him to, you know, maybe hang on to the ball a second longer, or maybe bait him into thinking he's got something. And then the next thing you know, he's throwing a ball into a space that he's got double coverage and you have an opportunity for a pick. But I don't really think it's going to be Gilmore on Hill and Chung on Kelce. I think there's going to be a lot of mix and match in the secondary.
Are you a believer in the Chiefs running game? They looked pretty good last week. I mean, obviously the worry was when Kareem Hunt left or was thrown off the team that we're going to struggle to do that. Didn't appear to be the case against Indianapolis.
Yeah, I think they can run the ball fairly well. Obviously you look at what happened with the Chargers last week, and they've been a good running team coming in, and then, you know, you dig yourself a big hole and then you can just forget about even bothering to run the football. I don't think we're going to have that kind of game on Sunday. And, you know, if there's one area where the Patriots have, dare I say it, sucked, it's been stopping the run. So, yeah, I think that I think Damian Williams might have some holes and some yards on Sunday for sure.
So is the idea that the Patriots, because I know that when the weather was going to be a huge factor, everyone said it was an advantage to the Patriots because they'll be able to run the ball and they'll be able to keep it, you know, sustain long drives and keep it out of Mahomes' hands. Is that still the plan, you think, coming in, that it's going to be a lot like what they did against San Diego?
Yeah, I think they're going to line up in bigger personnel. I think they're going to try to run the ball. I definitely think what you said. I think they want to keep, you know, they'd love a 35, 36-minute time of possession game in Arrowhead for sure because of the ability for the quick strike that Kansas City provides. So I think that's definitely a big factor. And the short control passing game. You know, in many ways, it's just like a run. You're just throwing the ball sideways. You're throwing it quick into the flat, and I think you'll see a lot of that too.
All right. They sucked on the road, obviously, this year. They had one quality win. And Arrowhead's not an easy place to play. Does that concern you, or is this because it's the AFC Championship game and they're so experienced, kind of negate that?
No, I think it definitely concerns me. I think the crowd noise can be, I mean, just go back to 2015 in Denver, and the crowd noise in that game prevented communication, and Tom Brady got hit, I think, something like 24 times in that game. Still almost led the comeback, but it was just about as savage a beating as you're going to take. I think this offensive line in the interior, better than that one, but at the tackle position, we'll see. That's going to be a test for sure. They can't afford. You get into these situations. The Chiefs have been the fastest. They've jumped out on top of everybody. They're plus 91 point differential in the first quarter. You can't dig yourself that 10-0 hole or that 14-3 or something. You don't want that, because then that will just feed into a well lubricated Kansas City crowd that will certainly be cheering, not only because they're well lubricated and because they want their team to win, but because maybe it's the only way to stay alive and keep warm.
Yeah, you got to get drunk at that thing.
Yeah,
there's no being in the stands if you're not drunk.
I may be drunk on the sidelines. Whatever. It's just, you know.
Do you remember like the cartoons, like where a guy would fall in like the snow and then the Saint Bernard would come up with whiskey around his neck?
Yes. Bugs Bunny. Sure.
Yeah, that's going to be that kind of situation. They should let people bring in wooden barrels.
As long as they have a Saint Bernard, dedicated to me, I'm okay with it.
Well, we're rooting for you, Mike. We'll be watching.
Thanks, bud.
All right, Mike Giardi going to be covering the Patriots at Kansas City for the NFL Network, and he will be intoxicated. Thank you so much for the time, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we appreciate it. We will revisit our friends in Kansas City coming up, and maybe we'll have a special little thing happening as well. Here are the headlines.
98.5, Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. Patrice Bergeron and our show present Pucks and Paddles. It's the second annual ping pong tournament to benefit the Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center and the Boston Bruins Foundation. That's Thursday, February 7th at the Royal Boston Bid to play doubles with a ping pong against your favorite Bruins players, Toucher and Rich, John Wallach, Mark Bertrand, and others. VIP tickets for $200, and that gives you access to the autograph session with the team. General admission tickets are $50. For all the information to buy tickets, as well as bid on the players, go to 98.5thesportshub.com.
By the way,
also real quick, a quick plug, because after an extremely interesting week with your Boston Celtics, we have Danny Ainge on in about 20 minutes. He'll be on at 9 o'clock.
One quick thing about the auction of the five personalities, myself, Fred, Rich, Zolak, and Bertrand. There's only one bid on one personality. Who do you think it is?
Zolak.
Incorrect. It's Fred Toucher.
Ah, very
Fred
nice.
Fred Toucher has the one $300 bid out of the five of us.
Excellent.
They were impressed with my hair.
Yes.
They're very impressed with my hair. All right. So we've been talking about this Fesco in the Morning show in Kansas City.
The Chowderheads are melting down, and they're wondering why, you know, we're not going to another Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then they talked about Governor Rosen. That,
hear ye, the Honorable Judge E. Rosen, whoever, in New England.
Which, by the way, Fesco tweeted out, he goes, a Boston radio host called us brain-dead Chiefs fans. This was yesterday. So I respond to his comments, and someone tweeted back to him, not if the governor of Old England, Judge Rosen, has anything to say about it.
Yeah, and Mark Gemelli tried to call him, and he goes... And he texts Nick back, and he goes, I told him I was the mayor of the North End, and they said, no, they're a bunch of pussy.
They wouldn't take Mark Gemelli?
How is that possible?
Well, they're obviously aware that we are making fun of them.
Well, then you would take them. You would still take them.
No.
See, it's having a radio ear.
No.
Okay.
Takes away from the Chiefs-Patriots talk.
All right, so they want to make a bet, Kansas City Barbecue for the Clam Chowder. They have a lot of big ideas, and they continue, Rich, continue their dismantling the city of Boston. They called the team the Boston Patriots, which is a slap in the face to Rhode Island and Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of things to say.
Old Maine. England, yep. And you know,
there's going to be hell to pay for the Boston Patriots coming in here from Old England.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's very insulting. All right, here we go.
We're going to have a Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce.
Okay, stop for a second. Okay, so this is kind of this part out of all the things. I mean, whatever about the show, I find this probably the funniest of all of it.
Okay.
This is kind of let's you know, he says some pretty stupid stuff, but this is pretty great.
Okay.
We're going to have a Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce skills competition at the Jay, where you're going to have an opportunity to win a prize pack that contains opening day tickets to the Royals, a one-night stay at the Westin the night before the Super Bowl rally at Union Station, the opportunity to watch the Super Bowl rally with us from the games deck at the Westin Crown Center, and have an opportunity to win what I think is a pretty sweet prize package with Royals opening day tickets and the ability to stay the night at the Westin and watch the parade from the rooftop deck overlooking Union Station on the day of the parade in downtown Kansas City when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
I mean, so there you go. The Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl, according to them. They've already planning the parade and everything. Well, they're giving away tickets to stay in the hotel overlooking the Super Bowl parade.
See, I thought it was just tickets to watch the rally before the game.
No, he says when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
They're actually giving away like a hotel room.
That's good of them.
That you can stay that night, the night before, and you can overlook the Super Bowl parade for the Chiefs.
If they don't win, do I still get to sit on the roof with Bob Fesco?
I mean, that is truly the prize, is it not?
Yeah. Like, win or lose, I want to spend some time with the Fesk band. win or lose.
Well, this means war, apparently. We have to answer back to this.
I just think that's, you know.
They did a deflated ball contest.
Of course they did.
How quickly you could deflate a ball. Right. They have a lot of gift certificates to a restaurant. That seems to be like what they love to give away.
Mm-hmm.
They had some thing where you deflated footballs, and then if you went to the event, you won a coupon to a restaurant.
Okay,
certainly not a rooftop with the Fesco show, but it is what it is. All right, we continue.
So you're going to say brain dead Chiefs fans, Boston, when you have the Wet Bandits running around Massachusetts swiping Red Sox banners?
You know, we're working too.
Hey, don't make fun of those guys.
Those are the local heroes. Come on, now you're getting personal.
Yeah, I mean, brain dead Chiefs fans.
We all embrace those guys. Loved by the city.
You're walking around with brain dead Chiefs fans, all dumb. don't you dare talk about these gentlemen. They got away with it.
So you're going to say brain-dead Chiefs fans, Boston, when you have the Wet Bandits running around Massachusetts swiping Red Sox banners.
You know, we're working, too.
We're working, too.
I mean, where does anybody in Old England get off calling Chiefs fans brain-dead when that right there is the spitting image of a Boston sports fan?
All right, let's go look at the murder rate in Kansas City. You know, there's a lot more murders in Kansas City per capita.
Why don't you look in the mirror and see murder?
Yeah, with all the murders, all the guys murdering people left and right. My Lord. You pick on these two poor gentlemen. Well, meanwhile, everyone's getting murdered.
Have you looked in the mirror, Boston? Hey, Boston. Kiss my ass twice.
Oh, heads up.
Oh, man.
It got personal. Hang on, man. That was low. We were keeping it above board. Not just once you want me to kiss your ass, but twice? You see, the first time would be difficult. But then having to go in for a second time, knowing how bad the first one was. Yikes. Yarg.
Can we play this song?
Just the whole song? Oh, no. 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 We can't. Gotta wait.
Hey. Boston, kiss my ass twice.
Okay. All right. I didn't know we were dealing with a renegade. Lorenzo Lamas of Kansas City Sports Talk
Radio.
Well,
they got to throw that into the kitty. When they have the Super Bowl parade, that you get to get on the Westin roof with Fesco, you get to kiss his butt.
Tyler on line two says, hey, Fred, I got a great Kansas City accent. Will you take me?
Yes.
Okay. Because, I mean, obviously.
Boston.
Yeah, right.
Should we just give away some prize for people that can, like, call in with great Boston accents?
Sure.
Well, if you can avoid the porno they're taping again. Tyler, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I'm from Kansas City. I like ribs and barbecue.
No, fair. You're obviously from there. So.
Do I don't know. Do I live in Missouri or Kansas?
All right. Well, listen, that's a ringer.
Hey, Boston, kiss my ass twice.
All right. What if they had a prize that you could kiss his ass for real?
Mm.
I wouldn't mind that.
All right.
Where? Take that to Judge Rosen and see what he has to say about that.
Old England. Mm-hmm. Some of these things I don't understand as insults. It's one thing to, but I don't understand these insults. Old England. That doesn't seem overly. This guy is obviously a xenophobe. It's not from the U.S. He's not for it. I think the people of England can be, while the teeth aren't always incorrect, in effect, can be wonderful people.
God, I hate that part of the country more than life itself.
come on, more than life itself.
You don't like life?
Well, that's not good.
Well, listen, there's darker things we got to discuss. Yeah. You hate Boston more than your life? Fesco, come on, man. You got it made. You got the Chiefs. You got your boy, your partner. You're on AM radio. I mean, what? Come on, dude. Listen, see somebody. There's ways around
no
that.
No one knows what it's like.
God, I hate that part of the country more than life itself.
To be the sad man.
That part of the country more than life itself.
Behind
hey,
blue eyes.
More than life
Kiss
itself.
Kiss my ass twice.
More than life itself.
All right. Poor Fesco.
Part of the country more than.
No, Mishnef, give it off. That part of the country
no
more than
one
life
knows
itself.
What it's like to be Fesco. To be the cheering. And Chiefs games.
Fesco's got a lot riding on this. Fesco ain't getting out of bed for a week if they lose.
He's not even going to be there for a Hug It Out Monday.
No.
It's going to be a Sleep It Off Thursday.
No, it's just like, just be calling in. I just can't handle it. I can't talk in front of a microphone anymore.
I absolutely despise Old England and everything about it. You can take your cape and you can take your chowder.
The lobster rolls are amazing.
The lobster, you go out there and you can take everything that you have, your arrogance, your pompous mountains and Maine.
Mountains?
Pompous?
Yes.
Pompous mountains.
They're very egotistical. If you go to Colorado, the mountains are super chill. But over in Maine, the mountains are elitist.
Oh, the Massachusetts mountains.
The governor, well, I'll tell you this.
Massachusetts. How pompous is that?
I'll tell you that. Governor Rosen, very, very pompous.
Mm-hmm, he is.
Hear ye, the Honorable Judge E. Rosen, whoever. In
Rosen, some Jew name. It's funny because Lockhart thought the same thing as me and Wally.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that Rosen or whatever.
What the hell? You and your mountains, because that's the first thing you think about. That's a man who just like reaching, just
well,
his brain
pompous
explodes.
Mountains.
Yeah, that pompous. That's the thing. Mountains to look down on the rest of us.
The mountains drink. Yeah. They drink their tea with a finger pointing, their pinky pointing out.
That's right.
Very pompous.
That's right. You Kansas City people are not nearly as good as us. The pompous mountains of Massachusetts.
Well, you know. He doesn't. There's several things he doesn't like. He doesn't. Which you could name a million things you didn't like. Why can't these guys come up with anything good? Like, there's a million things to make fun of. Like, why don't you make fun of something good?
Well, I mean, listen, chowder
instead of clam chowder
and mountains.
Well, that's mountains is a new low. That
pompous
makes Cameron look
and
like
Maine.
Howard Stern.
We got the Wahlbergs. You got a whole like hours
yeah,
worth
oh,
of material.
Hell yeah,
right
that
there.
Puts yes. us in the lead. Yeah, absolutely.
Just a guy who's synonymous with this city that mm-hmm. said 9/11 wouldn't have gone down like that if he was on one of the planes. I mean, you could just do that. I mean, you know how much annoying crap comes out of here? Like, pick something.
One of the 18 movies that's filmed here.
Yes,
every
there's
year.
A million yeah. things you can make fun of.
pompous mountains and Maine.
Yeah, then Maine, you can suck it. All your maininess.
Maine
the way you're just
everybody.
Maine.
Maine versus everybody. To 11 people that live in Maine. The bustling metropolis of Maine.
Someone said, quoting His Honor Judge Rosen, warden of North of Old England, he says, "Hey, Fesco, go smell a dozen butts."
Hey, Boston, kiss my ass twice.
Oh!
Man.
That's just not nice.
No, that's not very nice.
Kansas City's not even a bad city. I don't know why he's so mad at this part
of
the
country. We enjoy the people of Kansas City.
I went to a game.
Yeah.
I went to a game. Everyone's very nice to me. All right, here we go.
You go out there and you can take everything that you have, your arrogance, your pompous mountains and Maine, and you know what? You can take it all and you can all shove it into the Atlantic Ocean. Don't start talking smack on Kansas City fans.
Yeah, that's all everyone's been doing.
It's all around here. It's just every street corner. It's like those Kansas City jerks.
Such a hateful place. Such importance.
People have been calling us all week, telling us what jerks you are.
Hardy just said, Touch and Rich are playing the Kansas City radio guys who perfectly illustrate the worst part about working in radio is working with radio people.
Just
attack
Maine.
Vermont. Just, like, stupid hippies.
Well, then he's stealing your
smells.
Then he's stealing your thing.
Good, steal it.
There's going to be hell to pay for the Boston Patriots coming in here from Old Dome.
Yeah, it is. All right.
Have you looked in the mirror, Boston?
No, we have not. We have not. And they hang up on Mark Jamelli. That might be the biggest sin.
I'm the mayor of the North End.
How could you do that?
And they, no.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, come on.
I've been in my easy chair. We will be back. We'll be joined by Danny Ainge at 9.
95, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Be listening at the end of our interview with Danny Ainge for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Celtics take on the Heat. Monday night at the Garden. Visit Celtics.com and secure your seat today. I just want to hear the song.
Ever since you guys had the idea, you were batting it around during the post-show meeting yesterday, and I understood what was going to, all the pieces that were necessary to put it together and how it was going to come out and the script that was written, I was very much looking forward to hearing it, and then I come in this morning and it's not going to happen. We have to wait until tomorrow. And I, not to say it's not going to be great, I just don't like the waiting. Waiting is very difficult in this case.
Yeah. I'm reading Bob Fesco's. Apparently, oh. Bob Fesco had a bit of a controversy that he had made burner accounts that
really?
complimented him. And he was called out on the air for it, I don't think is
that bad. Always works out for the people who do it.
I just don't know why you do it. Like who cares?
Is it so important to master social media like that?
He's got.
I don't.
I'm just. I'm
we fat. All we all get criticized on social media. All of us.
Now some of you, maybe not me.
That's true. Well, not you, but for those of us, all of us mere mortals who have under 100,000 followers,
have 100,000 followers. I only have one tweet up.
Okay.
By the way, he is a respectable 32,000 followers.
Okay,
I don't
great.
Know what his problem is.
It happens to everybody. Just deal with it. That's how it is.
Well, anyway, they won't talk to Mark Jamelli, so they stink.
Yeah.
All right, Danny Ainge, we'll talk to him. Here are the headlines, no commercials.
This is the home of the New England Patriots.
Touchdown, Patriots!
WBZ-FM and HD Boston. 98.5, the Sports Hub, the Beasley Media Group Station. Sports Hub headlines.
Celtics put an end to a three-game losing streak last night by knocking off first-place Toronto, 117-108 at TD Garden. This was
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com.
Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.